The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Hi, hey-dee-ho, everyone. My name's Mr. Fruit, and welcome back to the GG Over Easy podcast. This episode from the Fruit Summit yet again, and this time we have special guest Ab or Versus.
Hello.
Welcome to the stream.
He's here in the flesh. This is, I guess I could have started by calling it the Pokecast. That's what we're going to unofficially call this one.
Unofficially the Pokecast.
Yeah, we should probably just go ahead and preface. We don't have a schedule. We never have a schedule of what we're going to talk about. But I have a feeling a lot of it's going to be Pokemon. So brace yourselves. If you're not into that,
what's wrong with you? One.
Keep watching and listening either way.
Maybe you'll end up loving Pokemon.
Yeah.
As much as I do.
We'll get him in.
You can consume this podcast anywhere. Podcasts are available.
You forgot about that last time.
I did. If you do enjoy the podcast, be sure to give it a rating, a comment, subscribe. Whatever you can do on your platforms, we appreciate that. Or you can watch it visually with your eyes over at youtube.com/mymrfruit.
That's Mr. Fruit.
That is my YouTube channel. You can watch it again with our three camera setup.
My arms are so sore from working. I'm like, hello. I was like, so you know how you want to sit properly? You put your arms in T pose.
So everyone T pose. Everyone go for it. Everyone T pose. You got it. So now what you want to do is you want to breathe in. So, and then you don't have to hold it, but that's you just put your arms down and now you're perfect.
So like that's where you want to be.
Your spine's in perfect alignment.
You guys just made so much content for the Mr. Fruit Reddit right
there.
Yeah,
then I need to put that. Okay, now that I have proper form, I'm all about proper form, so I appreciate that. Where was I leaving off? We have a podcast you can find on YouTube. You can watch it. And I was going to say, how are you feeling sore, though, right after watching that Broly movie?
Oh, dude, that was pumped, man. Well, you know what? It's like I got a little mini massage because you're like movie theater seats. God, like whenever there's a punch, it's like, it's just like,
you can feel it, man.
Yeah, it like keeps you up. Like if you're going to doze.
Was that your first time?
In like that movie theater?
No, like watching the movie.
Oh, no, that was my second time.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Not my first time.
It never gets bad. Like every time you watch it, it's equally as
well. As soon as he like starts fighting Vegeta, you know you're like, okay, well, I'm about to sit right
the
here
next
and watch
30 minutes.
Yeah, 45 minutes of just fighting.
It was legit like 30 whole minutes of straight fighting. It was so sick.
Yeah, for those unaware, we just watched the Dragon Ball Super Broly movie, and it wasn't none of our first times, right?
No.
But we did watch it with Dad and Danielle. It was their first time. I think it was Sharks, right?
Yeah. Sharks.
Sharks first time as well. Dado, I said, "What do you think of it?" He says, "It was 30 minutes too long."
Yeah, when he said that, I just like lost like, all hearing. I was like,
"I'm sorry, I can't."
Man, come on,
come again,
Dado-san.
I can understand if you're like just get to the fighting part.
Yeah,
100%. That's all. It is.
But the 30 minutes too long. That was the best part.
Yeah, that's like as soon as he goes Broly, and then you're like, "All right, here we go."
See, when Dado wants like deep personal interconnected stories, and when we watch Dragon Ball, it's like, "Oh my god, fucking punch this dude in the face!
Well,
holy shit!"
In the movie, spoilers. If when Frieza's like, "I want to grow 2 inches taller," Dado was like, "What? What is going on?" And I'm just like, "Stick with it." Like,
to be fair, it is like a little out there.
It is a little odd, a little quirky.
Well, it's just because if you've watched all Dragon Ball, how far it's come, and then with like Super, I mean, like, I think they were making fun of themselves.
It's the comedy's definitely.
It's like, what are you
going
to do, Frieza? You're like, oh, you're going to do this or this, and there's really not much. It's like, I guess I'll make myself taller.
It's like, what, the 12th time they're fighting? Like, Frieza is part of the conflict. Right. So
it's like, I think they're kind of making fun of themselves a little bit, like a little meta joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yes, we just watched that. That was dope. Previously, the last podcast we recorded. I imagine we're going to release them in order. We just recorded them, but maybe not. We just
had a
podcast with Kyle.
Yeah.
Bless you.
Kyle. You'll never know.
He was a great guest. Great guest.
I mean, he was kind of far away from the mic, but I mean,
should we just keep it like, you know, like consistent? Should I just like, doesn't know what feels bad? Like,
I mean, to be fair, I did not tell him beforehand.
But he should know.
But he's a radio guy.
Yeah,
he's a radio man.
He's a radio guy.
I dug at it. It was for fun. But you and Blue just came back from a Pokemon Go raid, didn't you?
Yeah, Rayquaza. Rayquaza's back and he's shiny. And everyone knows, oh, that black and gold. Even you know it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a pretty casual Pokemon player.
And he even knows.
And even I know. I mean, I used to have a Game Shark on like Heart Gold and I made like a shiny Rayquaza. Like,
everyone knows the shiny versions of Rayquaza and Charizard.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Most people, even if they're not Pokemon fans, could be like, if they saw a black Charizard, they would be like, oh, yeah.
That's the shiny Charizard.
They wouldn't even be like, they'd just be like, oh, that's Charizard.
Yeah.
That's Char.
They maybe wouldn't be like, oh, that's a shiny.
I have like a gripe, though, with like how Pokemon shinies are handled nowadays. Like, I remember, I like how Pokemon shinies were handled when it was like 1 in 4,000 chance. Like, the chances of seeing them were like, you might as well like be winning the lottery if you ever saw one.
Well, it's still like that in the mainline games.
Well, yeah, but like, is it though? Isn't it in the mainline games? Isn't it a lot easier to actually like get? Like,
I mean, between like,
aren't there charms and stuff you can use too?
Well, there's lucky charms or shiny charms.
Yeah, shiny charms.
But in the
lucky charms,
ones,
not sponsored.
Yeah, previous ones. I mean, I never did it, but there was like the Pokefinder thing where like
yeah, I never done that one.
You do
the grass shake,
and then you could like increase your odds ever more.
Yeah.
So I know there was like ways to do it. I have never legitimately found a shiny Pokemon.
I had never
really.
I'd rather have that though, because not finding one's better than finding your first one and having it run away in front of people.
Oh wait,
so
okay, I don't have one, but I have found one.
Oh no!
Oh, yeah. Is this the story with
you're trying to avoid like
no, it was
you're
on
trying
the
to avoid like a terrible past repressed memory.
PTX
thanks for I was like, I haven't. I don't have one.
Wait, so you share yours. Go ahead and share yours, and I'll share mine.
I can't remember what we talked about on the Legacy GGO Breezy. So I might
have. That's 2 years ago.
Exactly. What am I supposed to remember? I have a bad habit of that. I'm talking with somebody. I either just assume we've talked about what I'm going to say, or I'm like, did we talk about this? And then, I'm like, I don't mean to offend you.
I'm going
to
talk about it again.
I'm 90% sure you had this exact spiel and we were still on Legacy GGO Breezy. It was just from one episode to the next.
But I want to remind people. It's like, I appreciate the conversation, but sometimes I just...
I'm with you.
And also, it sounds really stupid, but I also have a lot of dialogue in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'll straight up think I had a conversation with somebody because I went through it in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're sitting there and I'm like, oh, wait, we haven't actually talked about this.
Wait, I didn't tell
this.
You?
Yeah. And I'm like,
I've broken down this whole conversation in my head before I even had this conversation.
So I could have sworn we were just fist fighting. Like, oh, we're not. Oh, we're good.
We all do that though, right?
Yeah. I mean,
I think that's normal.
Oh, okay.
To a certain extent.
I'm glad I'm not crazy.
Yeah. I think like maybe a sentence ahead, but that's about it.
So does that mean you're not sharing it?
No, I'll share it.
Oh, okay.
I was just getting in. Yeah, no.
I was
just
making sure.
I'm not going to share it.
Yeah.
You guys can go back 2 years ago.
All right. I was on an airplane. It was X and Y. I was doing a Nuzlocke run for fun. I forgot who I had. I think I had like a Houndour out or something. I was just training. And every time a swarm battle came up, though, because like I was just grinding a level because I need the level. Every time a swarm battle came up.
What's a swarm battle? I'm a Pokemon noob here.
So they added it, I think, in X and Y.
X and Y.
Yeah. So when you encounter grass, you have a chance of it being a swarm battle, which just means...
Like multiple Pokemon?
It's five, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then they're all lower level.
Oh, okay.
So like roughly you'd get the same amount of XP for all the kills.
Oh, that's cool.
But when you're like shiny hunting, for instance, a swarm gives you a better chance because obviously there's more.
Yeah.
But every time I was a swarm, because I was doing Nuzlocke and I didn't want to die or anything,
mm-hmm.
like swarms are just annoying. So a swarm would pop up and I'd just run away.
Yeah.
So I was on the plane. We just sat down. I'm just like mindlessly trying to kill things. And the swarm animation comes up because you can see it like swipes these little lines and you're like, oh, great, a swarm. And so I already knew the buttons. Like I'm already spamming
like running away.
Run.
Yeah.
So I just
hit a swarm. No.
But here's the thing. I'm like getting ready. I'm like pressing to exit and I'm looking through the aisles. People are coming. And so I just go to exit, and as I go down, it says you run away. And there I see the shiny Gulpin.
No.
And I'm like,
oh,
what's
my God.
A shiny Gulpin look like?
It's a little
purple.
Green.
It's like pink purple.
Yeah, Gulpin is green, isn't it? And it turns purple to Swalot.
No, but the shiny version
of Gulpin. Shiny Gulpin. Okay.
I think the shiny was purple. All I know is there's a line of Gulpin, and one wasn't the right color.
So you did actually encounter
I have
a shiny.
Found what? That's the only shiny I've ever found.
And, like, did your, like, what happened? Like,
I didn't. That was. I turned that game off. I didn't complete any of that. I stopped. That was that.
That's crazy. So, so you ran away from your shiny.
You didn't play anymore. Like
no.
You like
like that run. I just,
was the vacation ruined wherever you were heading to?
Nah, I don't even remember what I was headed to. That's how bad it was. That's how bad it was. Yeah. All I remember is my childhood being broken.
How old were you?
I mean, X and Y was.
You were, okay, I was gonna say ago. Childhood. I when was you were like,
kid, yeah, it was like 4 or 5 years ago.
My childhood dreams of getting a shiny.
So
not too long ago.
So context behind my shiny. In Gen 1, this is in Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee, but I didn't have a shiny charm, so the odds are still in the 4,000s. It's my first run, and my favorite in Gen 1 is Pidgeot. I love Pidgeot, and I'm just you know, leveling up. In Pokemon, you want to catch stuff, or in this case, in Pokemon Let's Go, you catch Pokemon.
Yeah, you just...
Just catch them. So I'm just doing that, catching things, and I see a green Pidgeotto come up. And I'm like, this is my first...
Nut.
This is my first ever shiny outside of Pokemon Go. I don't really count that because it's completely different.
Yeah,
because
it's like the odds are easier. Yeah, way easier.
So I'm going crazy. And at this point, it's right after the second gym, so I don't have great balls. I only have Pokeballs.
Oh, God.
This guy has that orange line around him. I'm like just panicking. I throw balls, and I didn't know what's going to happen. I didn't know that things can just run away without doing anything. Like, usually it's like in the games, they get out and run away. But before I even throw the ball, all you see is dust.
Oh,
it just leaves. And it left such a big void in my heart.
Oh, my God.
I felt so bad. Oh. Like, I legit wanted to cry. My first ever shiny. I always dreamed of it.
That's crazy.
But I have a redemption, though.
Okay.
A few days ago, I'm hunting a shiny Porygon, and Pidgeotto pops up.
Oh.
A Pidgeotto pops up.
It's the white buffalo.
Like, I believe it's the same one, because as time passes, it's a higher level, so I'm assuming you got stronger.
Yeah.
So I like catch him.
He's like, are you worthy now?
Dude, I catch him, and I just start yelling. Like, I'm like, my heart's back to normal. I am one again. Oh, it's a good redemption arc.
You
man.
Did that Zapdos like shiny
hunt. I got orange feet.
Thank
orange
you so
bee.
Much for having me on.
How long again did that take you? Because I remember, I think I went to maybe it was probably 2.5 weeks of you just doing that.
It's more. I think it was over a month of streams. Like, it wasn't like a month as like a thousands of hours.
Yeah,
but over the course of a month.
Yeah.
We're doing Zapdos, and when you're hunting Zapdos or legendary Pokemon, you usually get to reset the game.
Soft reset. Yeah.
Switch is really bad at that because you have to turn off the entire game, go to the home
close
menu,
the
close everything. So I spent over 100 hours and 4,500 plus resets getting a shiny Zapdos. And
all it does is like have a darker
It's just darker
hue.
Feet. It's orange feet and darker yellow. But it got so bad, I personally went crazy. My chat joined me, so we actually made a cult called the Orange Beak, Orange Feet cult. We have, even though I have an emote for that.
Oh my God.
So we even created a cult. I legit Thanos my entire chat. I banned every single person in my chat. They wanted it. They said, sacrifice me and you'll get it. So everyone got banned.
One.
It didn't work, obviously.
Yeah.
So come New
So now
Year,
I have nobody in my chat. Like, yeah. Let's just say.
You guys can just do what you got to do. So come January, it finally happens. I'm just like, you know, I'm just hanging out. I'm like, wait, I've stared at this Pokemon enough to know that that's a different shade of yellow. So I see it. Like, before it was shiny even happens, I'm like, we got it. I'm yelling. I think I never hit a pitch that high before. It was amazing. It was incredible. But I master balled it so hard. I was like, I'm not taking any chances.
The
pop off. Oh my God, the master ball. I had to do it.
Yeah.
I had to do it.
Well, I have a shiny story, but it's not my shiny per se. So we were helping Christian move. I was with me and my buddy. We were with our buddy Matt, and we were helping Christian move. And Matt's just literally shiny hunting, was like in his DS, and like
Matt's
I was driving
like
him.
50.
Oh, and he just
Sun and Moon. He's so
funny. Oh, he just plays so much. And so I'm like, hey, like I'm just driving, like hey Matt, have you ever like caught a shiny Pokemon or anything? He's like, oh, I don't know. It's like really hard. And like, I'm not kidding, dude. Like, I literally like jumped up and like, because we were like just having a normal conversation out of nowhere. He just like bursted up and he found like a shiny
I think it was a Sandshrew or something.
So yeah, shiny Sandshrew or something
pretty,
like that.
Pretty.
And he named it Rob because like I asked like if he had ever caught a shiny, and then literally like maybe 2 or 3 battles or encounters later, he encountered a shiny in the car.
Yeah, I have a shiny named Michael Uber, because when we went during the Borderlands event, my Uber driver was like talking a lot. So I caught a shiny Diglett and named him Michael Uber. So I will always remember that guy. Michael, if you're out there, I'm not sure if you watch, but
all the Michaels are cool. Or an Uber, like, that has to
wait,
be me.
Wait, everyone's heart just sunk. Like, wait,
yeah.
Ab was in my car?
I have a shiny Diglett named after me.
Ooh.
Was that Pokemon Go?
Yeah, it's Pokemon Go.
Yeah, no, Matt specifically, because he's been on around that time too. He was he just got yeah, randomly just into like, shiny hunting.
Yeah, he was just doing it.
And
for
he
fun.
Was telling me, he's like, yeah, I went to hunt like shiny Sneasel, and I'm just going through the desert to even get to the arena, and I find a shiny Sandile. I'm like, this isn't what I'm looking for.
I don't want
so
this.
I guess I caught it. Took me 20 encounters. I got the shiny Sneasel. And he's like, and then whenever he got like 4 shinies in a day.
Are you oh my kidding God, me? And it's like, it's hard in some.
That's like 1 in 16,000
so
or
I was
something
like
that.
I've never tried a shiny hunt, and I was like, yo, I love shiny Sneasel. And Weavile. I was like, I'll try.
Isn't like shiny Sneasel like green?
It's pink.
Or it's
yeah.
pink.
It's pink. Really it's dope.
Yeah, Blue caught so. One the other day.
Oh, dude. Okay. Oh. We'll go after.
Yeah, we'll go after. You go ahead and finish.
We got too many stories going on.
So I go for the first time. All right, fine. I'll shiny hunt. I had the shiny charm, all that kind of stuff. So I go, and I'm not kidding, man. I'm like 800 encounters deep, and it's been days.
What is this game? Like, which Pokemon game?
Sun and Moon.
Okay, so Sun and Moon.
And so, like, the only free time I'm sitting there just trying to do a stupid thing.
And you just and basically you just walk back and forth, right? Like, you kind of just find a patch of grass and walk back and forth.
Well,
it's an SOS system. You want to make them call each other. So you knock one out, and you let it stay alive, and it'll call for backup. And so another one will come and help it, and sometimes it'll be shiny.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just doing through that, and I mean days, and by this time Matt's texting me, hey, caught another one. Look at this shiny. Didn't even mean to get this. And I think I hit about 1,000, and I was like, all right, I'm done. This
you just gave up, yeah. Really? Even though you were that far into it, you were just like, because
I know
it.
I'd still be shiny hunting. Really? I would still be going day. With that Sneasel. It was one of those like risk reward. It's like, am I too deep? Maybe, but I'm not gonna do this to myself.
I'm done.
Yeah, like
it's I respect that you can like at least.
With most things, I probably couldn't, but I was just like, this is stupid. And then Matt continuously like, yo, got this. I was like, I'm over this.
Pokemon Gun's coming out soon, so I just need to watch that. I just need to play that whenever that comes out.
Yeah.
So speaking of Sneasel, Blue, what happened when we first got here?
Okay, so to segue into to keep this on topic, while segueing, all right, check this out. I'm going to bring this to the station. My first shiny was Sandile, and honestly, I don't even remember.
Oh.
I was just remember playing through the game, and I was like, oh, this is the first shiny I've caught going through the game. I've owned shinies before.
I'd be freaking out. Yeah. Is it kind of pleb looking? Is it like just kind of...
It's actually pretty fucking sick.
Like, okay.
But Sandile's like, it evolves into Crocodile, which is kind of a baller at Evo, but I don't really care for
it. Isn't it like a blue alligator?
Well, that's the shiny version. Oh, it's normally red and black.
Oh.
It's a dope Pokemon.
That is cool.
Yeah.
And
anyways,
you missed out on that.
I missed out on everything.
Anyways, it's the first time I ever, like, because I've owned them before from, like, trading and shit, but mm-hmm. I never, like, saw one on my own, and I was like, oh, shit, it's Puck. Anyways, it's a pretty boring story.
Cool. That's pretty cool.
The exciting story, which is, like, exactly the same as Rob's story, legit, we pick up Ab from the airport, and we get his stuff. And he's telling me about this Go Fest. He's like, damn, there's so many stops in Colorado Airport. I'm like, oh, shit, it's time to play Pokemon Go. So we're legit going down the escalators. Legit, he's like, oh yeah, and Sneasels can be shiny too. Pick that one up. Ooh. Click it. Oh,
first
shit.
One. First one is shiny.
Oh.
Now, what are the chances on that game? Like,
so the chances
shiny?
Are like 1 out of 400 and something like that.
Oh my god. So that's pretty high.
It's pretty high outside of events. So like during community days, it's like 1 out of 50 something during community days.
Is it like 1 in 400 normally? Or I thought it was just the normal like 1 in 4,000. If
no, it's 1 in like 400 or 500.
No, it's
still,
definitely.
I mean,
way.
The difference being you have to go outside and get them.
But,
so,
but you still. You still, like, you can't just find them anywhere.
It's still difficult.
Like, they have to spawn for you to get them.
Yeah, you can't just farm them somewhere.
So legit, he's like, oh, yeah, make sure you shiny check that. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it's a shiny.
And I show up, he's like, oh, he was.
Happens
I've never
everyone.
Seen him.
Every time I tell someone, hey, check it out, boom, I'm like, oh.
Well, that's like you guys went to that Rayquaza raid. And Claire's
oh
first
God.
Rayquaza.
Claire's first Rayquaza.
Oh, and then like he was
she
like her reaction was like
she didn't even
she
know.
Didn't know. Like it didn't click with her. She looked at it and just like
she's probably never seen Rayquaza outside of that. So that's her first.
I see black. I see
color.
Black. I'm like, wait, you got a shiny? And she's like, oh, it's
oh,
shiny.
She's like, it's not normally this color.
Oh, wow.
Like what?
Oh, that's cool.
I was like, you catch it in one ball. She's like, are you serious? Like, are you lying to me? I was like, yeah, shiny legendaries. You catch them as long as it hits it. She's like, are you for real? Like, I don't want to lose this. So like, go for it.
Like, of course. I'm just baiting you.
Yeah, why would I force you to lose that? Like, come on. I'm not that mean.
Maybe I would. I don't
know. Is your phone?
you are a better man than I. I will give you that.
No, so I guess I'm happy for him. I don't play Go, though. So
I guess I'm happy for him.
You did. I mean, you uploaded some Pokemon Go, too.
I did have that. I put so much work in that stupid video. It was like 3 days. Still think it's one of my best videos.
But, I like it. Yeah, it was fun.
the end of that video where I was in that trash bag,
mm-hmm.
bro, I never realized how hot, like people use it to sweat, and I didn't realize. You put that thing in there, dude, and I mean, I was drenched in like 2 minutes outside. But yeah, I played it all the summer it first came out.
Everybody did. Like, it. I mean, I didn't really play it. I was like slowly trying to like get out of it because everybody played it. I was
and
like,
then it was too cool.
Yeah, but then everybody started playing it, so it was like not cool. You know what I mean? And then I picked like
Pokemon.
Yellow gym? And then everybody was calling
Instinct. Instinct.
Yeah, I picked Instinct. And everyone's like, "You're stupid for picking Instinct."
Yeah, Instinct's always known as like the
So I guess I was part of that. All my friends were making fun of me, so I was like, "That's stupid."
They actually memed it. Pokemon Go tweeted out a picture of the leader for Yellow dabbing.
Oh,
they
really?
Animated him dabbing. Yeah. Oh, so yeah. Well, he's the meme team.
Team Instinct, baby.
That's right. There you go. Die.
What team are you?
Valor Red.
Valor Red.
Hey, me too.
Red. What are you, Blue?
I'm Mystic because I don't hate myself.
Yeah, I wonder what he chose.
I wanted to choose Instinct because I like Zapdos most out of three birds. But at the time, in the area around college, everything was Team Valor. So I was like, all right, whatever.
Yeah, that's when like Pokestops, like, if the, like your certain team like owns it, you get like points or something like that, right?
Yeah, if you put
something
a Pokemon like in it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
But you know what else you can do?
What?
Listen to this sponsor.
Oh.
Let's throw it over.
Drum roll. Yeah.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
And welcome back. Thanks for sticking with us, folks.
All right. I'm going to bring up something that I think is needed. Give me the best gen of Pokemon right now.
God. Don't
go.
I assume we're all difficult.
I know the answer.
Are we Gen 1ers?
I'm Gen 2.
I would go.
I'm Gen 1.
I'm Gen 2.
Gen 1's for normies. I'm a believer Gen 1's normies.
Yeah,
Gen 1 is for normies. The people who think that like they really love Pokemon, but they really love it.
The reason why there's so many remakes of Red and Blue.
Well, are we talking like new Pokemon in the gen or the games?
I'm going to talk about just the gen itself. Everything that embodies it. So, like, everything that comes
in. I'm still 2.
Gen 2, movies, everything.
Because I thought if you were going off the Pokedex, it wouldn't be Gen 2. Gen 2 is still the smallest.
It's really small. It's like less than 100, I think.
Is it really?
I think it's 100. I think it's exactly 100.
I did not know that it was that.
Sun and Moon might be smaller.
Sun and Moon's like 80-something, I think.
Well, they make, like, your jug of water a Pokemon at this point, man. Like, really.
Chug-a-mon.
Like, did they have a microphone Pokemon?
I wouldn't put it past him.
I mean, Rotom can become that, right?
Yeah, I'm sure it could.
One day.
Isn't there Pokemon who becomes a washing machine?
Yeah, it's Rotom. Yeah, it's Rotom.
He becomes a lawnmower or a fan. Or
different, like, household appliances.
And now in the new Pokemon game, if you guys want to know this, just mute it for 1 second. You go to Rotom to give your Pokemon jobs now. So they work now.
Yeah, so not only do they have to fight for us, now they we can monetize them.
Now PETA's freaking out. They're already like, first you're battling, but now you're giving them unpaid labor.
Have you ever played like PETA's Pokemon games? Like they're like off-brand Pokemon games? No. Yeah, they make like off-brand like flash Pokemon games to like make you hate Pokemon.
It's like they're bleeding and stuff. Like you see the bones on them. It's bad. Yeah. It's really bad.
Probably it's like really creepy pasta. Pokemon. Yeah. It's for real creepy
pasta. Newgrounds level. Yeah, it's really
bad. It's a dark place, man.
Mm-hmm.
So, who, if you could pick any starter from any gen, who would it be?
God,
that's
dude.
Tough, man. Yeah. Oh,
my childhood says Charmander, mm-hmm. but the man I've become says Piplup. So,
what does Piplup become?
Empoleon.
Oh, he's the penguin. Oh,
he becomes the
man. Empoleon's a boss ass bitch, dude. Like, don't even fuck with him.
Water Steel, it's pretty dope.
Oh, the
and he has like the trident
Emperor,
on his
yeah,
head.
He's
Emperor penguin,
yeah.
With the crown.
I just never played the newer like games, so like I'm so out of it like with Pokemon.
At this point, that's Diamond and Pearl is like 15 years old, isn't it?
It's pretty old.
Like the
it's...
last Pokemon I seriously played was Heart Gold.
Diamond and Pearl came out 2009, I think.
Yeah.
So
Diamond and Pearl's not that old.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's getting there.
2004 is Ruby and Sapphire, I think. Because Emerald was 2005.
Mm-hmm.
So third gen's like 15 years.
It's crazy.
Is Emerald
insane.
Like the yellow to like Pokemon Red and Blue?
Yeah.
Okay.
They, I think
usually they do those every gen, but they stopped in X and Y.
I was gonna ask, did they do that for X and Y?
Or well, actually, Z. They stopped in Black and
they
Y.
They took the ideas from X and Y and put them into Sun and Moon. Like the whole Z Crystal stuff was supposedly be Pokemon Z, but they took it and put it in Sun and Moon.
Which we can talk about some new stuff they're bringing back in a second. But I would say my favorite game would be Crystal.
Same.
And
I
then below
Crystal,
Crystal would
Crystal.
Probably
is that with
Emerald.
Suicune on the
cover?
Yeah. On the cover.
That's the first game the Pokemon were animated in.
That was an upgrade.
First time they moved.
Of all the titles, that was like the biggest upgrade.
That's like when like Entei would move and like everything. Like they would like you would have to find them and then they would run away and you could do damage and that was sweet.
Remember when I said I would want to name my daughter Crystal?
Yeah.
It's because of
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Because I love that game so much. I was like, this is a name I'm going to give my kid. Crystal.
Cosplay is easy. Named after Dad. You are named after
the best Pokemon game.
She puts her hat backwards. Sweet.
She's like, I'm more of a Pokemon X kind of person, Dad.
Oh, dude. Well,
at that point, it'll be a Pokemon... whatever we're at there.
It'd be Pokemon X chromosome and something.
Yeah.
Do you think our kids will have Pokemon?
100%. It's never going away, man.
Yeah, it's never. It's
the
highest
most
grossing
profitable
ever.
Franchise.
Highest grossing franchise
entertainment
ever.
Franchise, whatever.
Really?
And they still only have 150 employees, but we'll talk about that later.
And we still can't. Yeah,
so okay, Crystal's that's... your favorite, but starter.
I don't know, man.
There's so many good ones, honestly.
Like it would probably be if I had to narrow it down.
Name your three in front of you right
before
now.
Before you
that,
do that,
like,
though,
Professor
just
Oak
so,
would have in front
just
of
so
you.
No one thinks I'm like riding fruit or anything. Mine would be Totodile. Like I want to go Charmander because it's like you know,
for alligators.
But
so
I
sick.
Love Totodile. Totodile. When I first saw Totodile, it was in a Japanese card. We went to Manhattan, and they usually have like the Japanese cards first, like always. And I saw a card, Totodile. I'm like, what are all these Pokemon? These are gen, like, I don't know what Pokemon
yeah,
these are.
Yeah, this isn't real.
That's why I first saw Totodile, and I just fell in love with Totodile.
Yeah, so I love the back awesome. Of the Japanese cards. They were, like,
oh,
a different
it has, like,
art.
Like, things
yeah,
all over
it
them.
It was so
oh,
much cooler.
It was so
yeah.
sick.
Yeah, those were so
Japanese
dope.
Cards are still cool.
Yeah, it's still like that. It's
still
super
way,
cool.
Way more dope. Plus, they're
why don't you buy your Pokemon packs?
Just, like, the silver borders and stuff.
Why don't you buy your Pokemon packs?
Because he doesn't speak Japanese.
In Japanese. Well, they're kind of cool. Like they'd be like.
I mean, you can use them in tournaments, but you have to have like translations ready at all times.
Oh, really?
And then some places will just be like.
Well,
no,
think about
like
a Japanese like double rainbow Charizard. Like that would be ill. No. Like way cooler than the English version, I think.
Usually... I think English people who collect the Japanese cards mostly for collection. Like
yeah,
100%. Yeah, it's just like to look cool.
But I think if I had to put three in front of me,
yeah,
and I'll try and pick from different gens. The first gen would. Tough choice between Squirtle and Bulbasaur. Real tough.
Really? Charmander, you're throwing Charmander out in the rain like that? Not cool.
My order
is the hardest one to use.
My order, yeah, very hard.
It actually is. Okay, but I'm sorry.
Once you get, it's not the point. All you do is catch Pikachu and you're fine. Go probably Squirtle.
Okay.
Okay, Squirtle.
Chikorita.
Wow. Oh my god.
That's a
your taste is awful. I respect
hot,
it.
Wow. It's a hot take.
But
Blue thinks you have awful taste, but he likes you taste.
I still like Rowlet. Those would be my three.
Okay, Rowlet.
Which one is
Rowlet's
Rowlet?
Top tier.
Rowlet's like
oh the owl. I like the owl. He's cute.
Rowlet's like
I like the bow tie.
Probably like the since Greninja, like just popularity levels. Like, Rowlett is so
Brokey popular. Would probably be fourth, honestly.
Now, would is my pick pretty normie if I pick Torchic? Like, no, for Blaziken? So. Just no, solely Blaziken? Because Blaziken is the coolest thing ever.
Torchic was really dope.
Torchic was dope.
I like Torchic.
I just like Blaziken a lot.
But no one used anything except for Blaziken in Gen 3.
Exactly, so.
Because you could literally only use Blaziken and beat everything.
Yeah, and just, like, do the fire kick or whatever he had.
Well, it's because he had that, yeah, and then the fighting types and with his type bonus. It was stupid.
All right, pick your Pokemon.
Out of the three, pick them one.
You got Squirtle, Chikorita, and Rowlett right in front of you. And they're your buddy. It's like Olive, dude. Like, imagine, like, they're just, like, a part of the fam running around.
Then I'd probably have to choose between Squirtle or Rowlett, because Rowlett, I wouldn't want to evolve.
Really?
I just like a Rowlett.
You just like a Rowlett hanging
Blastoise
around?
Blastoise is dope. So it depends. Mm. If I'm evolving, I'd go with Squirtle.
Giant.
Okay.
I think Rowlett would be way cooler to have. Honestly, I think Rowlett is. Imagine going to your house and Rowlett's chilling, just sleeping on the side of the wall. Like,
yeah, dude.
Oh, hey,
can
Rowlett
do the thing with his neck that owls can do? Yeah. Like, do a fold. Yeah. That's so cool.
Creepy old.
Yeah. I always like that in Legend of Zelda. It's not Pokemon, but the owl. Like,
but now, why don't we move on to.
You didn't choose.
You didn't choose.
You didn't choose.
I said if I have to evolve, I'll go Squirtle. But if
no,
I'm
you
not,
gotta choose one. I'll, no, yeah, no.
There's no evolving. No, if I have
one.
To do this, you have to pick
he's
one.
Professor, he's the professor right now. He's giving you three.
Yeah.
You're starting your adventure right now.
You just had a good time in the bathroom. And something. Now I'm giving you your Pokemon.
Pokemon God.
Answer the question.
Squirtle.
All right, I respect that. I love that pick. Can you put sunglasses on him, too?
Better than Bulbasaur and Chikorita.
Yeah, Squirtle Squad. But what if he, like, wants to leave you, though, for the Squirtle Squad?
Oh, my God.
Do you let him go?
I'm like, you got a doctor's appointment tomorrow. We got to go right now.
Do you let him go?
I'd be like, you can go. And then he starts to go. I'm like, wait, you're seriously going to leave me?
Just
I was joking, dude.
Just have a sleepover. You guys can come with us.
Yeah.
That's like one of like the saddest things of my childhood is that Butterfree episode. That is Butterfree. The saddest. It's I remember I cried every time that episode happened.
Bye bye Butterfree. Oh,
whenever it was like bye bye Butterfree, like dun, 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 I was like,
okay. Before we go way too far deep in this rabbit hole, where were you segueing into like 5 minutes ago?
I was segueing into the new Sword and Shield news.
Oh, what is that? I don't know. What
well,
that is.
I mean. By the time this comes out, there's probably tons more info.
Okay. When does it come out?
November.
Okay.
One thing I'm excited for, and hopefully they've either shown more by now or will show more, is the fact that finally, since Gen 4, they're going to older Pokemon and giving them evolutions. Now, people are like a little controversial about the evolution itself.
So
the
like,
fact that they're at least going back and touching Pokemon.
You're telling me like Nidoking can have like another evolve.
No. They're not doing like stage fours, but in Gen 4,
oh,
they
if there's like a stage two, they
Gen
don't have
4
a stage
is
three.
When they gave Electabuzz an evolution, Magmar an evolution,
Lickitung.
Magneton, Lickitung, Rhydon, Nosepass.
Oh, yeah, what's Rhydon's like?
Magmar.
Rhyperior.
I like Rhyperior a lot.
So they went through.
If they do it right, then I'm cool with it.
But
like,
they made a lot of, for the most part, useless Pokemon more interesting, or like get like Apom into Ambipom, that kind of stuff. And then they revealed today, weird picks, but they went with Zigzagoon and Linoone, and now Linoone evolves into whatever the fudge that name
is. Is Zigzagoon like
an
the
abomination.
Little raccoon?
I don't know what the hell that is.
What is it?
Something goose.
So, well, they now have Galar region forms, like you had Alolan forms. And so Zigzagoon, he was in Ruby and Sapphire. He's like the brown and white.
That's like fairy looking thing.
He's
like it's like spiky things.
Yeah,
this
you find
way.
Him in like the first round.
Yeah, new Pokemon.
Now he has a Galar form where he's black and white, and he's
so cool.
Normal
he looks
dark.
Sick.
He looks so cool.
It's like a skunk looking kind of thing.
I mean, like
it's the same thing.
He almost looks same, but now he's black.
And
white.
He has like X's
cool.
on his eyes. Like he's like black X's.
Oh, that's
his
cool.
Eyes.
Like he's so the Undertaker or something.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
he's Sting.
Perfect.
Then you go to Linoone, and dark
normal
again.
Yeah.
And the white black variation. Then he has a new evolution specific through that Galar line. So now he has a stage two.
That's cool.
New Digimon.
And I don't know what
did
the
they
name
reveal
is.
It or
yeah, they revealed it today. Yeah.
And it is interesting.
Very
but
interesting.
But at least they're
interesting. Doesn't sound it like it's
that.
Good.
I'm not.
We'll
a
have
fan.
To see if people warm up to it. So he's still you can look him up. Dark normal.
Dark. What's it called?
Just look.
Oh,
up,
I mean,
just
yeah,
look
I
up
know.
Zangoose new evolution.
Or
I'm sure you'll find
evolution.
Yeah, Linoone new evolution.
It's
Linoone. L-N-O-O-N.
L-I-N-O-O-N-E.
Okay, got it.
What I can appreciate is that a lot of the stuff they're doing is like themed around
Europe. Oh, that's normal. Europe.
Can you not find it?
Yeah. That looks cool. It looks like the Big Bad Wolf, kind of.
I think it looks cool, personally.
Yeah, it looks like the Big Bad Wolf. You don't like it?
I mean, I'm not against it, but I've seen a lot of like back and forth.
It just looks like what you went from a ferret to a big ferret.
To like a furry?
Looks like a badger.
To a furry. Oh,
I get that. It's I think it looks cool.
For those at home. He has like a mohawk and he's now a bipedal. He's standing on 2 feet.
It's weird.
His arms are crossed.
Yeah.
And I would say it's a mix between like a honey badger and a hyena if they were to stand.
I imagine that's what the Little Red Riding Hood was running away from. Like essentially. It looks like a big bad wolf kind of.
And X gonna give it to you. So it's legit.
The Zigzagoons, like dope.
Yeah, it looks so cool.
Oh, it looks great. Yeah.
I said X, it's a star.
Oh, I do love the Galar.
Oh, good day. I'm wheezing. Good day. I'm here to clean your air.
10-gallon hat on the coffin.
Do you see? But that's Pokemon.
That's what I wanted. That's what I wanted.
That's
awesome.
Yeah. I wanted that, Pokemon. That's some fan service right there.
I wanted Pokemon this gen. Like if they're doing forms, I want them to make him fit.
Like wacky.
I was hoping for a monocle.
Is it like a city or something? Like a rich city or something?
There's different cities, like factories and stuff.
Well, it's pretty based off of France, right?
I think it's UK in general.
UK or Europe or something.
Industrial
Down Under.
But that's why the nod to that, that's not at all it, but we're just going to breeze past that. The honey badger thing, people were talking about, goes back to like the punk days of the UK or something. I guess they had a big punk phase.
Oh, yeah. It's like when the Sex Pistols and all that kind of stuff.
People are saying like that's their little homage.
Oh, okay.
Because a lot of what they've been doing, stuff they talk about, whatever, is like
steampunk kind of.
Well, I just think that Weezing's
like retro punk.
It's dumb.
Yeah, I think.
No, it's dope.
Oh, dope. Okay, yeah, it looks good.
They showed that. I was like, yes.
The lore is cool too. What it does now, instead of releasing toxic gas, it takes gas and makes it clean air.
Say?
I figured out.
We're pro Earth.
Where do we make these?
Pro Earth.
Do they like tell you the amount that they're gonna do for new evolutions, or is it just kind of like whatever they decide?
They're definitely gonna have more forms.
I would rather they do that than add
more evolutions.
Pokemon,
what do you mean by useless Pokemon?
Like ice cream Pokemon and keychain.
Like what
Pokemon.
I was talking about, like washing machine
Klefki's
Pokemon.
Okay, Klefki's kind of sick. I'm not going to allow any Klefki slander.
I'm going to slander that all I want.
I never used Klefki. I caught put it in a box.
It's a keychain.
It's a keychain.
Yeah.
What about? Legit. Isn't there like a chandelier Pokemon too?
Chandelier,
but
dude, no, he's sick. Hold up,
Chandelier is cool.
Klefki looks like a keyring.
Yeah, okay.
It's just
a key
ring.
He looks like a chandelier.
No, it's like fire coming out.
He's like a lantern, but he's like ghost.
Oh yeah, he's a ghost.
And he's got like the blue flame. He's dope.
He's cool.
I'll give a pass on that.
We're kind of biased. It seems biased.
Isn't there like a shovel Pokemon? Or like
the, no, he has a shovel
Pokemon.
How's
that not sick?
That's dope.
Yeah.
I mean, but what you're saying though is like it's a keychain. Well, that's a chandelier. That's
that's like a Nightmare Before Christmas chandelier.
Okay, show me the keychain Pokemon.
Okay, yeah, he'll understand once he sees
that. Like looks like a keychain.
It's legit a key on a keychain, and the key has a face.
What? And then there are extra keys that are just
the keys are just normal keys. Like,
does that have an evolution?
No.
What if that gets an evolution?
It better be a big key. Big key.
Better be the
key to the
key.
City. Yeah. The key to the city or something.
God. Oh, that'd be funny. Yeah, it's like boo boo keys.
Well, come on, look at that.
Like you said, would it just have keys attached?
Yeah, that's all right. Now that I think about it, it looks all right.
It's a key with a face with a key ring.
Head, it looked different.
It's just like the chandelier one.
Oh my god! No. Okay,
it doesn't look like the chandelier, but now that I see it, it's not as bad as my brain was telling me it was.
He's kind of sick.
That's a cold take. All right, that's actually not that bad. I'm dying, dude.
I stand by. This is a hill I'll die on.
Yeah, that you
I
don't
am
like.
Not behind Klefki.
Okay, so you think that's the worst Pokemon? What's everyone's worst Pokemon?
Oh, I'm gonna say it. Hitmonlee looks ugly.
What the?
Hitmonlee looks really bad.
I love Hitmonlee.
He's a big thumb with feet. Whoa. But who really takes his Pinsir? I think Pinsir looks like really ugly.
Pinsir's dope.
Pinsir's really
and
cool.
Then Mega Pinsir.
The Mega Pinsir looks cool, but I think this is ugly to me. But if we're gonna go by cries, do you guys know what Electabuzz sounds like in the anime?
No, I don't.
So you know how in the anime they always say like their names.
Electabuzz
legit goes like legit. Search it up or just play it during this video. Search it up. It legit goes.
Yeah, he does.
You gotta search
totally
it up.
Right.
Sounds like you're playing.
I've seen that on like Reddit or something.
It was that Tack. and the power, or no, no, Crash Bandicoot.
Like when you get like
you pick
the,
it up.
So, but that's not your worst Pokemon, though.
I'll have to look. I don't know. I'll have to think about
it. Can we all just pull out our phones really quick and
well,
search it up?
Did you know? I think I heard this. This could be like one of those like fake news things. But the reason in Pokemon why they say their names was just because they're like, we want kids to have an easier time.
That's what it is. They confirmed it. Yeah. That's what it was. They wanted kids to like attach themselves to the show and make it easier to remember names. So they made the Pokemon would say their names.
Oh. It should be the cries like in the games.
Like, that's like the movie. Like Detective Pikachu.
Would you rather have it be like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Detective 100%. Pikachu does it. Like it works great. Like Bulbasaur sounds so cute. Just going, that's it. Like I'm perfect.
That's all he does.
Yeah.
He doesn't go Bulbasaur.
No. Side up too.
You have Smash.
Ivy Door. I hate how it sounds in Smash.
Who put the clip in there? It was like they're like dragging in a Venusaur or Ivysaur, and then Ivysaur's like Ivysaur, and then May's like that Venusaur needs a lot of help, and then like the little nerd's like, well, that might be because it's an Ivysaur. Like,
she's a dumb broad. What May is.
So I'm going to figure out what my least favorite Pokemon is, and I'm going to think about it right now. It's Steelix.
What? Whoa, my headphones exploded for a second.
Bro,
you made us
peak audio, bro.
Why do you guys like Steelix so much?
He's sick.
Do you see the chin on him? Like, that boy got a jaw. Like,
yeah, look at that. That's what you made us
do. That's how mad we are.
Everyone at home is pissed.
He's a big,
He's
a big ass iron fucking
Exactly like Onix. It's lazy and it's just like a weird like smile.
Let me guess. You don't like Scizor next. Is that what you're going to tell me?
I mean,
if you say
it's just like an Echo Fighter. I like Scyther more than I like Scizor. You don't like Scyther more than you like Scizor?
Do what?
You don't like Scyther more than you like Scizor?
I like Scizor more.
Yeah, Scizor looks
really cool. I like Scyther. Because Scyther's misunderstood in that one episode, but then he learns.
No, Scyther's a little bitch, and Scizor's the best,
all right? Scyther!
This man really understands Steelix is the worst Pokemon.
How dare you?
Yeah, Steelix.
I just don't like the way he looks, dude. He has that weird, like, smile. His mouth is like, looks derpy. Why are you looking at me like that? Find your worst Pokemon so I can go.
I'm working on it.
So mine is probably.
I'm trying to look through this maze of.
He's popping off.
Every single Pokemon.
Mine is probably the Ultra Beasts in general.
Okay, yeah, I can stop searching. Let's go ahead. Oh, my, yes. Yeah. Oh, my God, the Ultra Beasts.
Okay.
They're Digimon and Pokemon.
Wait,
Digimon.
What are Ultra Beasts?
So the Ultra Beasts are not even. Like, they're
those
Digimon.
Are pretty bad, too.
Some
of them are sick.
They win. They all win.
No, the only one I think is sick.
Okay, Blacephalon is Nightmare Fuel.
The only one I think is sick is probably
the jellyfish.
The jellyfish, Nilego, and then the new
Poiple. I like Naganadel and Poiple.
Those are fine. Those are fine. But the rest, a fucking
Buzzwole,
a jacked
dude,
Hornet.
Buzzwole's sick.
I don't like it. Like that's a Digimon. Who? That's a Digimon. That's
Buzzwole's a Digimon.
That's a Digimon. Noob.
And then Pheromosa. What's your name, right? Pheromosa?
I think so. Pheromosa,
That's a Pokemon. And Guzzlord is legit like. Like a 2-year-old could have designed that Pokemon. Because what is the worst Pokemon design I've ever seen?
That's Buzzwole.
That's not a Pokemon.
That's sweet. I'm about that.
What? No, that's a Digimon.
Nah, that's cool.
Why don't you go let it rip?
Like, I like Digimon,
out,
but
he's sweet.
What?
Yeah, he's jacked. That,
no. That's not a Pokemon.
If you showed me that, I would not think that's a Pokemon, but that
was like a Digimon.
That's a Pokemon. That's sweet. And you know what this is? This is an ad read.
Oh.
We're about to go watch an ad now or listen to one.
Oh, yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning, flavored air device that does that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors.
I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool, and I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description. Try fume.com/GG.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. Every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing to the weird to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.
And we're back with this uncultured swine, Rob.
Ooh, they're clearly upset.
Can you show everyone the Steelix face real quick? Steelix, everyone.
Steelix.
That's not our sound. Steelix.
Steelix.
He is one of the sickest cries, too. So
we need to get the anime and just put in my Steelix.
Someone's going to edit it. Just say it one more time.
Steelix.
All right, everyone, do what you got to do.
All right, I'll get some backlash for this one.
Oh.
But I still haven't gotten used to Primarina and that whole line.
What's I was Primarina? Never a big fan of it, honestly.
It's the new. It's yeah. the water is it like a new of Sun Eevee? And Moon.
Sun and Moon starter.
It's supposed to be like,
The clown seal.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Still haven't gotten used to that one.
No. I never cared for
What's
it.
What's the final evolution look like?
It's just a longer version of it.
With like a tutu. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like really Little
not
Mermaid.
Not for you.
Yeah.
But it is like a dog, right?
Then you got Incineroar. Sick. Then you have.
Incineroar is weird.
I'm kind of tired of another buff fire type dad as our final.
I chose Litten for mine, so because I always choose fire types, and I love Litten in second evolution. When I first went to Incineroar, I was like,
I think he's grown on me since he's been in Smash.
Same. I was going to say that. When on Smash, made me love him for some reason. I don't know why.
I hate him in Smash.
Decidueye, though, sick.
He's so slow
Decidueye
in Smash.
Decidueye is so sick. They actually didn't put Decidueye in because they didn't want to double dip in Pokemon for fighting games. So they put Decidueye in
Pokken tournament.
Yeah, which is a crime because Decidueye
is a crime.
So sick in Smash.
I can't find one that has all the new gens. So it's hard to say.
Was that Ultra Beast, the Stadataka-Docker one I was fighting with yesterday? Yeah. Is that an Ultra Beast?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
it doesn't it look like a Pokemon. Yeah.
Exactly. It doesn't look like a Pokemon.
It looked like the War of the Worlds like aliens. Yeah, like that's exactly what it looked like.
It looks like the ones from Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, that's what it looked like too.
Guardian.
Yeah.
Guardians.
See, I don't know. Sun and Moon was like a mix of like the most insane good-ass Pokemon designs, and then like the other half are like, what the fuck am I?
Yeah, like half Digimon? Of Sun and Moon you're like, this is sick. And half Sun and Moon you're like, what is this?
What am I doing? I love Sun and Moon because thanks to Alola Vulpix.
Like, what is that? That one fish Pokemon with the pink lips and everything.
Oh God, Barbroach? No, not the Barbroach.
Oh, it's like super ugly.
Oh, it's so ugly. Yeah. Like its face, like.
But then isn't its like evolution really like pretty
looking?
Doesn't
have an evolution.
It doesn't have an evolution. It just stays ugly.
Which one am I thinking? That's like a really ugly brown fish, and then it's like a really
Relicanth
pretty long.
Either. We're talking about Relicanth.
Oh,
Phoebus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Phoebus and Milotic.
That was third gen.
That was when we still had good.
Yeah, that one's cool. I like that one.
I can't.
So are we going with Ultra Beast as our least favorite?
Ultra Beast easy.
I'm doing Ultra Beast.
I would say Guzzlord specifically, but the Ultra Beast in general is
just any of those.
I'll say Buzzwole, personally.
Yeah. Buzzwole.
I saw Buzzwole and I was like, that's kind of sick.
I saw and I was like.
Because I saw a lot of the Ultra Beasts. I was like, and I saw Buzzwole and I was like, all
right. I was like, oh, it's Incineroar, but
so what
it's a bug.
When did Ultra Beast come in? Are they like legendaries?
They're their own thing. They're called Ultra Beasts. They're from like a different dimension. So literally they're not Pokemon. Like, by the lore, they're not Pokemon. They're just Ultra
Beasts.
So,
why even introduce them to the game?
Like, exactly!
Was this in X and Y?
No, Sun and Moon.
This is the newest games. Well,
was this, like, an expansion or something like that?
No,
that
was just part of the end game. That was part of its story.
That, like, a portal opened or something?
They had a laboratory, and they opened to another dimension.
The story is great in Sun and Moon.
So, they're, like, aliens.
Not
they're
Ultra
not
Sun
like
and Moon.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like them. They shouldn't be in Pokemon.
One of the ones I hate is, Gumshoe, whatever the
Gumshoes?
Donald Trump looking dude is.
Oh, I call him Trump.
Which one?
Yeah. Show him real quick.
It's that dude.
This right here.
Legit Trump.
It yeah. looks like that. Oh, I like the bear. What's the bear
beware.
One?
Oh, beware.
Yeah. Oh, beware is stuffle, sweet.
I think. Beware is sick.
Yeah, beware is like the coolest.
I like Golspot. I think he's my favorite bug.
Okay. Yeah, sure. Golspot, yeah. looks really He's cool. sick. He's one of the few times like I've seen a bug Pokemon, and I'm not like, oh, it's a bug. It's At more the like, damn, that's cool.
Are those water starters?
Those are new ones.
Oh, yeah.
Show them.
I like the evolution.
The Rowlet like one. The Rowlet Evo line is sick.
I like that one.
Rowlet one's sick.
Oh yeah, that one's cool. I think I like. I actually like the seal one better than the that
oh,
one.
Oh really?
Yeah, I do.
Huh.
You are a full of hot. No,
I think that's cool. I think it looks cool.
Hot takes the cast.
Good lord.
Okay, so no Ultra Beasts. What's your least favorite Pokemon?
Oh, that's it right there. Oh my god, it's so ugly. Yeah, and that's it's bad. Useless. It's not yeah. even a good Pokemon.
Yeah, that's bad. Least favorite for, like, Pokemon world. In Gen 1.
Oh all my god.
Like, all of them.
Least favorite in
like
Gen 1?
Yeah. 3/4 of my favorite come from there.
Yeah.
God, a lot of them are really good. Like, after playing Let's Go Pikachu and Eevee, like...
It was hard. It's hard to pick one in Gen 1 because they keep it probably. Really simple.
That's your least favorite?
No, my most favorite.
Oh, most favorite.
Yeah. Okay. That's definitely like the one Pokemon I would love least to have favorite. Is like...
Dumb. My favorite is
like
Pidgeot.
A giant, it's I'll like go Pidgeot.
Pidgeot's up there.
Mine's still Dragonite.
Dragonite.
Right, I said
there.
The worst, but I said
oh, the best. Okay, yeah, yeah. Worst
is worst
Jinx. Jinx is worst.
That's
to
a good one.
That's a good really one. Good That's a good
I'm
one.
Go Jinx.
Fun fact about Jinx: she used to be all black, but when the show came out, people saw that it was blackface.
Yeah, I mean, so I, think it's, I still think it is. Kinda.
I mean, they did, it's literally Pokemon blackface.
Well, they've added
it's
it.
Such a terrible design.
Well, yeah. I think my least favorite is Drowsy. I don't really like Drowsy.
I would agree with that.
I don't like Drowsy. Yeah, in the game.
And they're
like,
creepy, too. In the show, they're like taking kids away and stuff.
I'm assuming
yeah,
it's weird.
Not
I'm
a fan of Drowsy.
Ab's least favorite is Hitmonlee.
Yeah.
I want to say least favorite. I just always thought it looked weird. Like, it just didn't look cool to me.
So, is your least favorite still probably...
If you think about it, I will say Hitmonchan's kind of Nightmare Fuel.
Oh, really?
His hands are gloves. They're not. You have to think like that's not
Hitmonchan
glove,
is the
like,
one
that
with
is
the gloves.
His,
yeah.
That's his body, and like that skirt is like that's not.
I love
that's
his
skin.
Design.
It's extra
though.
Flap of skin.
Yeah, and I love his design though. It's sick.
Well, but then you think about like what that would actually look like. That'd be horrible. That's yeah. why like they're not gonna put that.
Well,
in
it's like
Pikachu.
It's like that meme when it's like when you sleep with your Pikachu, it's like cute. But when you sleep with like your Machamp, it's like kind of weird.
Yeah, but I think Jinx is definitely
Jinx is pretty bad.
The bad, the worst.
Yeah, I didn't
one.
Have to think about that one.
Yeah,
no, just like Jinx.
Now,
yeah.
What's your favorite Pokemon movie?
I'm gonna go with 3. Entei.
I might go.
Entei is pretty good.
Entei was really good. When they made everyone young, like yeah. the girl was like young and then teenage. Going against Brock and Misty, that was really good.
Yeah,
I might go 2000.
2000, I think I would have to.
The music is good.
When they like introduced like Lugia and like
that was good too.
Slowking.
The first two are just perfect movies. They're so good.
Like Slowking speaking, and you're like, what?
Yeah. Oh, Thornberry.
No, my favorite is the one where Pikachu is like, it's because.
Oh
my god! No. I'm sorry for
like,
oh my god!
Did you guys see that movie?
I saw it in theaters, and literally everyone in the theater was like, what? Everyone started laughing, like, why are you talking?
See, okay, the way I interpreted it is that's how Ash hears Pikachu.
He was dying.
He doesn't actually...
Like, he's hallucinating.
He was,
yeah.
he was dying, and the LSD-like drug was just flowing through him.
Oh, it was like,
Okay, so I didn't go like, that far, but...
That's the only explanation I have. That's
it's
not
true.
Canon.
It must be something like
but
that.
But, like, fundamentally, Pikachu does... Like, Ash understands everything
or
Pikachu
DMT,
says.
Whatever releases.
So it's from his perspective.
So it's from his perspective. That's probably the voice he's giving Pikachu, even though he completely understands Pikachu.
So Ash is just straight up crazy.
He's
Ash
weird.
Is, Ash is tripping huge balls. Yeah. Holy
he's schizophrenic.
When I'm talking.
In the movie theater, and you hear Pikachu like, it's because... And you hear one guy in the back like, what? Like,
it's because what?
Yeah, like, what?
You
yeah.
what?
I'm right there with him. But yeah,
I never saw that in theaters.
I didn't see it in theaters.
Oh, you didn't.
Yeah, as soon as I heard about that, I was like, I ain't doing that.
Oh, no.
Like, yeah, I totally why? Saw it.
Have you seen it, though?
Yeah.
Oh, you've seen it. Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately.
It's not a good
yeah,
movie?
I watch it
I
once.
I just
you're
knew
good.
What was coming. And
oh. Is it like the... What is the worst Pokemon movie? The Deoxys one?
I like that
Deoxys
one.
Was sick. Yeah. It made Rayquaza look like a little bitch, even though he could totally shred that. But Deoxys one was pretty good.
I just haven't watched
I like the Celebi
past,
one.
Like, sixth.
Yeah, I don't Celebi remember. I don't remember like a bad one. I don't know.
Like one that you
probably
were
the Manaphy one for me.
I just don't remember. I
that
don't...
one was a little weird. Yeah.
Manaphy one was.
What
just
was the
weird.
Latios one?
That was dope.
That
Pokemon
one was
forever.
I don't remember too. I don't remember too much.
The setting was sick.
The Latios.
That
I love
doesn't
that
Latios
it was in
one
like
have
Venice.
One too?
Yeah.
Sick. What?
Well, doesn't Latios and Latios have one too? Like,
yeah.
Isn't that
that's
a movie?
What
yeah. Oh, okay.
Pokemon forever.
Oh, okay.
That one's pretty good.
The Celebi was good. I don't know. I don't remember what it, I can't think of like a bad one that I didn't like.
No, so there is no bad one. I've just never seen them all.
I choose you.
I think it's just like an order. I think it's just like an order of like what you like most to least. Not like this one's bad.
Now, where does Detective Pikachu fall on that list? Do we throw?
I think it's completely different.
Yeah, I think it's its own bracket.
It's its own thing. Like you can't even compare it to those movies. Do you want more Pokemon movies like that?
They confirmed it. They confirmed three of them. Pokemon Red and Blue is getting a movie. Pokemon Detective Pikachu 2 is coming, and another one in the universe.
Detective Pikachu, not that hype about Red and Blue, though?
Yeah, Red and Blue would be hype.
I wonder...
Why don't you try and get cast as Red and try and, like, send him your tape?
They're like, all right, we're looking for white guys with glasses, a beard.
Line out the door. Yeah, like, with all the pictures people send of us. Yeah,
like, wow, it was a lot of Mr. Fruits.
No. That'd be sweet, though, Red and Blue. Like, that'd be something that'd be super interesting.
Well, it's like... I wish they did more when they did that miniseries Pokemon Origins. Mm-hmm. That was dope.
Yeah, I wanted more of that. That's really good.
I wish that was like the anime, what the anime was like.
Yeah, me too.
What is it? No.
It was a short series they did.
For each gen.
Like, yeah, a couple years ago for the 20th anniversary, mm-hmm. I think, or whatever. And there's only like three episodes or something, or four.
No, it was actually more than that. It was like four for each gen.
Well, I think it totals like maybe an hour and a half or something, if you put like every episode together. But they go through and essentially... will like show stuff that happened like in the video games,
mm-hmm.
and it's not like Ash or anything. It's like the characters you played in the games, and they're going through, and you see all these adventures, and the way it's animated and like battles are going out and everything. It's way sick.
Oh yeah. Okay, I remember. So it's like one for Red and Blue, one for Gold and Silver, one for Ruby and Sapphire. I remember it was like one of this girl goes into like a mansion and like she gets trapped in there because a ghost is like making her. See things. She thinks she's eating, but she's not eating. It's really good. It's dope. It's really cool.
The one with Typhlosion. That's interesting.
That's really good.
Typhlosion. Oh, Typhlosion. Maybe I actually take that back. And I would pick Cyndaquil as my starter.
You know what? I don't think Typhlosion's that cool.
What?
You don't?
No, I'm being.
Why are we here?
I'm doing this because he doesn't like Steelix.
It's because he's.
You can't even compare Steelix to Typhlosion.
All right, but you're on Chikorita train, so yeah. Your hot take meter is pretty high right now.
I personally like all of Gen 2 starters, so.
Chikorita's like...
I'm not saying Chikorita's bad, but Chikorita I'm not saying like, she's got nothing on Cyndaquil or Totodile. 100%. Not even close.
Sure, absolutely. I don't ride the mainstream train. All right.
What's like Bailey and...
Bailey from Meganium. The Meganium.
Oh, Meganium. My God.
I do like Meganium, though. Meganium is super OP.
Wrap it up, Meganium. Too.
It's a flower with a dick pointing out of it. It's not, no.
I like to think of it as like a slug.
It's a dinosaur.
Like, it's like a slug.
Long neck. Like
Brontosaurus. Like a Brontosaurus.
Yeah, it is.
But with some petals.
You know, he's right. Yeah. It is. But it's not as good as like just a giant walking alligator and a giant walking dragon.
Have you ever seen Typhlosion without his flames? It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's actually great. He's a salamander.
Why does he not have... Why in the main games do they not turn that on?
Yeah.
Why?
He's just in battle. Typhlosion doesn't have flames on. It's disgusting.
He's like, what up, good?
Yeah, he only does it when he's doing an attack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why... That's when Typhlosion dropped a few tears for me.
Oh, really?
He looks really
all slimy.
You can't... He just looks like a...
Like a windsurfer. Like.
He looks like a two-tone ferret. Like, turn the fire on.
Slimy, though. Yeah. Slimy.
A little slimy.
A little slimy.
I love that guy, though.
Frogator's dope, though.
Oh, he's definitely probably the best evolution out of that. What's the best evolution of all the starters? Like, if you had to say.
Oh, this is going to be... It's, oh, man.
Are we all going to do it?
No, I feel like that's...
I'm not saying... I'm not saying Charizard.
What's your...
Altogether,
just keep it simple.
He has to be top three for everyone, though.
Well, keep
it simple. Design itself.
But I don't want to say Charizard, but I'm going to say Charizard, honestly.
I might say Blastoise. That's why I like Squirtle so much.
Yeah. Actually, I wanted to be a little left field. I'm going to go Delphox.
Yeah.
I like Delphox. That was pretty crazy. It was psychic fire.
I like Delphox's type, but not the design.
I think other thing looked cool. Actually,
it wasn't
the first
bad,
time.
But you just have like this ear hair, just like
it's an animal.
I do like Blaziken a lot too, so Blaziken's maybe good. Blaziken as well. But I can't like pick over Blaziken over Charizard. I mean, like, come on,
nobody
like
can.
That's crazy.
I don't think anyone needs to guess my favorite Evo of the starters.
Empoleon.
Yeah. Oh,
which one is that one?
I thought
it was the pig from Platinum.
Why don't you get like a furry costume for Imperior?
Empoleon.
What is it?
Empoleon.
How would you even?
I thought it was like Imperior. That sounds way cooler.
It's not that's even... You're thinking about Rhyperior.
Oh,
your favorite.
That's
why would I get a furry costume? It's not even like remotely furry. It's just a big ass.
I know, but you should like just get that. Like,
why would I do that?
Because then you could like be sitting right here.
Yeah, and why not?
You're making it
you'd be right here sitting.
You're making it weird.
You're making it weird.
Stop making it weird.
We weren't joking when this was the Pokemon podcast.
Yeah, not and just all. Like that, dude, it's literally already been an hour like of talking Pokemon.
So, Ab, we didn't get to know anything about you besides you like Pokemon.
I like Pokemon! Yeah! It's the best! My life!
No one's going to learn about you because if they didn't want to listen to Pokemon, they're not listening.
If you want to... I was a self-plug for a second.
Yeah, go, I mean, go ahead.
I'll just say, if you want to learn more about me, you can just come watch me on twitch.tv/versus and ask away. B-R-S-U-S. But you're probably going to come in my chat and just ask, where's Mr. Fruit? So, I mean, it's up to you.
Come on. My man.
But it's versus spelt out. V-E-R-S-U-S.
Yeah, just V-E-R-S-U-S. It's cool. I mean, I like talking Pokemon, and obviously we all do too, so... If you guys want to learn a little bit more about me, just hit me up.
Yeah.
Twitch.tv/RobbieV. Hope you guys had fun. That was fun.
I can keep talking forever.
Yeah.
You can. Blue, why don't you plug yourself?
Hey, what up? My name is Blue Weslow. You can find me at Blue Weslow everywhere.
Hold up.
Sick.
While you're plugging yourself.
Oh. He's getting up.
Oh, jeez.
He almost slipped. He's grabbing a sword of some sort.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we didn't even get to this.
Yeah.
Oh.
Before you guys go, the Pokemon Master would like to flex a little bit. For those listening, he just grabbed his...
This is only a semi-flex.
Oh, okay. Semi-flex. My apologies.
I've won tournaments, but states and regionals, I only ever got second. Unlucky. But this is back when I played Pokemon. I mean,
please drop it.
Pokemon Regional Championship, second place. It's all glass. It's got a little Dragonite in it.
What was the prize winning scholarship?
I guess this one like $1,500.
$1,500 ship? Yeah. Scholarship, right?
And yeah. Chick-fil-A.
I mean, when I went to college, I had like $10,000 from
that's
Pokemon.
That's sick, yeah.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Would have paid all my debt that I had.
But I got that one. I have another second place that has Luxray.
And then you got cheated out of Worlds.
Yeah. States, every states and regionals, I would get second place.
Every state?
Just on the cusp every time.
Why don't you compete in regionals here or the state tournament this year?
I mean, it's already, but by the time I started playing again, they're like,
do you have to like hit a certain score to like qualify to even compete in it? Or is it
World is the only one that's
okay,
but states only happens once, and that was in like March or something.
Oh, okay. So well, compete in when are you just
next
training
year
for March?
Try.
Okay, yeah, I'll go. Let's vlog it.
All right,
that'd be fun.
I'll be back.
Yeah,
we'll have a PokeCast before the day before.
There you go.
Yeah,
book it.
But yeah, I have these, and then the first place ones I have, they were just either like medals or cards. But actually, I do have a few first place ones, but they're tinier.
Oh.
That's cool. And there were states regionals.
Oh, okay.
So
I played sports.
Lame.
No, sports.
What are you trying to say? You're on a Pokemon cast, right? So yeah, I just had that over there and I saw that and I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. Got to flex the TCG played.
Absolutely, dude.
That was fun. That was actually a lot of fun. I had a lot more fun than I was going to have.
Yeah, we, and during the Fruit Summit, we didn't record it or anything, but off camera, we, I went to GameStop and just got a whole bunch of like semi-premade decks and a lot of packs. And then the 10 of us, everyone got a premade deck and then some packs. And then we all made a 40-card deck, like a pre-release. And then we just played 3 matches in like a tournament. And it was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, winner semis. Made it.
Proud
of you. Lost to Dado, though. Unlucky.
Well, I'm in the finals with Dado, but we've never played our finals.
Maybe we'll go
tonight at 9 p.m. Pay-per-view.
I think I'll win. I got lucky when I beat him.
Oh.
Because he's a low on muck, dude. If he just gets that early enough,
it's over. You lose.
Yeah.
The poison like does like 190 damage.
Well, it also has 270 HP. You need one shot everything.
But if you do kill it, you get 3 prize cards. So.
But the problem was like when I was fighting him, I had to kill 3 normal things. So I have 1 prize left.
Yeah.
And then I'm fighting it.
Yeah.
And at that point, I get no bonus.
Exactly.
But at this point, no one knows what we're talking about. So that's going to conclude this episode of GG Over Easy Versus. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Dude, thanks for being here, man.
We'll maybe get you on another time and actually
learn the lore.
Get a normal thing going. I'm down for it.
Talk something.
I'm down.
But again, thank you for listening to this podcast. You can find it wherever you are, wherever you listen to it. Be sure to either subscribe if you can, like, comment, rate, whatever you can do. If you're on YouTube, thanks for watching. Subscribe if you want. If you're not watching, youtube.com.
Go sub to the Reddit.
Subreddit.com/r/MrFruit. And that's it for us. Thanks for the PokeCast. We'll see you next Sunday.
Deuces.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.